You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series on Are You a Practicing Communist? And how most people are practicing communists in this country and they don't even realize it because they've never read the Communist Manifesto. It's certain that the public school system is not going to teach you that because they want everybody to grow up to be good little practicing communists. The government funds it, pays for it, and this is the results. They want to be able to control and oppress everyone. So let's go to the fourth plank of the Communist Manifesto. It says, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Well, do we need time to think about that? While you're thinking, think about Waco, Texas, Ruby Ridge, the Montana Freemen. Well, you know, you kind of get the idea. This is called, in legalese, municipal police power. And means that if you get hostile and belligerent with the government, they can take everything away from you under the guise of IRS liens, tax levies, seizures, fines, anything that they can think of. Zoning violations, you know, they are total control. We live in a dictatorship. We're serfs on the land. And if you, you're still mad and complaining, after they're done with all of this nonsense, they'll just throw you in jail and lock you up. Now, how does Scripture deal with rebels and such? Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 26, verses 4 through 6. It says, but if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning, argue that you that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. Well, at least God doesn't mess around when you screw up or you get belligerent. He takes it all, your life, your toys, and everything. So, the government, we don't practice what God says. We practice what man says. And man says, we want to turn everybody into good little communists. See, I've shown you the first four planks of the Communist Manifesto. Most people support these things. What's this got to do with the Bible? See, there is a set of laws that God has. We either obey God's laws or we obey man's laws. And we used to have some freedom in this country, but the last 70 years, they have worked so hard, so diligently, actually since 1913, with what they've done to us on Jekyll Island, and it's total control and total communism. And they have duped everybody. First, they've dumbed them down so that they don't even know what communism is. They don't know that they're practicing communism. And they actually think that these first four planks that I've read are good. Most people would say, yeah, we need these things. We need to do this. Well, that way the government gets total control. It can oppress us, it can suppress us, and if we get a little uppity with them, they'll just take everything away from us, throw us in jail, and lock us up. And how do you like that? We don't even know what communism is, and we're practicing it. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com.